Oh Lord Jesus, we come into your presence. We are hungry for you.
啊，主耶稣，我们来到你的同在，我们饥渴的要认识你。
We thank you, Jesus,
我们谢谢你，耶稣。
that you fill the hungry with good things.
你每物使饥饿的得以饱足。
We are thirsty for living water.
我们饥渴的要得着活水。
And you have promised when we gather together in your name, there you are in the midst.
你应许我们，当我们聚集在你的面前，你就在我们的中间。
We welcome you, we welcome you.
我们欢迎你，我们欢迎你。
Come to every leader present today.
请你领导每一位在线上的领袖们。
We want you to do something new and fresh in our lives.
我们渴望你在我们的生命中做一些新鲜的事。
Thank you for your promise that if we seek you, we won't find you.
谢谢你的应许，我们若寻求你，就必寻见你。
And we seek you with all our heart.
我们要全心的寻求你。
Thank you, Jesus, for your presence.
谢谢你的同在，耶稣。
Our greatest joy is to enter into your presence.
我们最大的喜乐就是进入你的同在。
We turn to you with our love.
我们带着爱转向你。
And we praise you because you've told us you live in our praises.
而且我们要来赞美你，因为你告诉我们，你就居住在我们的赞美当中。
When we feel like we can't find you, we begin to praise you.
当我们感觉到找不到你的时候，我们就要开始赞美你。
And suddenly you make yourself known to us.
忽然之间，你就会向我们显现。
Have your way, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon us.
主，求你来掌权，求你倾倒你的圣灵在我们中间。
In Jesus' holy name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，阿门。
Oh, it's such a blessing to be with the leaders in the group.
哦，跟领袖们在一起是何等的蒙福。
You know, Jesus took the 12 apart and he gave them secrets.
你知道，主耶稣把12个门徒带到一边，把秘密的事告诉他们。
So let's open our heart. Jesus has secrets to tell us leaders.
所以，让我们敞开心，等候耶稣向领袖们也来讲述一些秘密的事。
Sister Alice is here to encourage us with the song.
请求姐妹在这里要有一首诗歌来鼓励我们。
Let it be your song too.
让它也成为你的诗歌。
Amen.
阿门。
哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，让我们都来渴慕他，让我们都来仰望，要来遇见他，赞美主。我心中饥渴地喊慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地喊慕着他。虽然我知道他常在我身旁。我仍要渴望见着他的面，心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，我心中渴望能够追随耶稣，我心中渴望他亲手提起。 令我感到他亲自带受到你爱永远不离开，心中渴慕着耶稣。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地你也许并不知道谁是耶稣，你还没享受人生的罪恶，而你能否接受他做你救主，领受他丰盛无量的恩典？心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，我们赞美你，我们赞美你，耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。哦，主啊，主啊，是的，这是我们心中的诗歌。哦，主，我们就是要来跟你说，主啊，我们心中是极其的渴慕，我们就是渴慕要来遇见你。哦，哈利路亚！因为你乃是我们一生的所要来追求、所要来认识的主，主啊，我们赞美你。哦，愿你今天再来向我们显现。哦，圣灵，圣灵，你来开启，你来引导，让我们更多认识耶稣，让我们更多靠近你的胸怀。哦，耶稣啊，我们说我们要你，我们要你，饥渴的要你，就是只要耶稣你自己。哦，赞美主。赞美主，主啊，愿你的同在，你的自己更多的彰显在我们的里面。谢谢主，谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Blessed are those that hunger and thirst after him.
饥渴慕义要得着他的人有福了。
Are you hungry for Jesus?
你是否饥渴的要得着耶稣？
He said, Happy are those that hunger and thirst for him.
他说，饥渴慕义的要得着耶稣的人有福了，喜乐了。
Most of us have found out that nothing in this world has to offer satisfies our heart.
我们大多数人都已经发现，这世界上没有什么能够满足我们的心。
There is that constant hunger for him.
我们里面有一个抑制不住的饥渴。
Makes me think of St. Paul when he wrote to the Philippians.
让我们想到使徒保罗，他写给腓立比人的书信。
He had this one cry, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10.
在腓立比书三章十节，他有这样一个不住的呼喊。
He said, Oh, that I might know him.
他说：“哦，让我认识基督。”
Nothing else satisfies but knowing him.
除了认识他以外，没有别的能够满足我们的心。
Many of us have known about him since we were children.
我们很多人从孩童的时候就开始认识他了。
But Paul never got tired of saying, Oh, that I might know you.
但是保罗从不疲倦地说：“哦，我要认识你，基督。
His satisfaction was in Jesus.
他的满足在基督的里面。
But how do we get to know him better?
但是我们怎样才能更多地认识他呢？
Sometimes when you're in trial, you wonder, where are you, Jesus?
有的时候，当你在试炼中，你在说：“耶稣，你在哪里？”
I can't see you, I can't hear you.
我没有办法看见你，也没有办法听见你。
Other people seem to know you better than I do.
好像别人比我更多的认识你。
But I have found a secret where Jesus lives.
但是我发现了一个秘诀，耶稣住在什么地方？
You've heard me say it before, but it's ever true in my life. It's
你们以前听我讲过，但是在我生命中，这是何等的真实。
from Psalm 22. God lives in the praises of his people.
就是在诗篇22篇，神居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
The whole atmosphere around us changes when we praise Jesus.
当我们开始赞美耶稣的时候，我们周围的属灵氛围就完全改变了。
When you open your mouth wide, he said, I'll fill it.
当你大大的张口，他说我就要大大的充满。
To rejoice always in everything, give thanks.
要常常喜乐，凡事谢恩。
You're not giving thanks for everything that happens, but you're giving thanks for his faithfulness.
我们不是因为发生的事情感谢他，乃是因着他的信实感谢他。
The whole atmosphere changes when we open our mouth and praise the Lord.
当我们开口来赞美神的时候，我们周围的一切的氛围都改变了。
Yes, it's wonderful to come into his presence with our hearts full of praise.
是的，当我们满心赞美、满心感谢来到他的面前，这是何等的美好。
And we have his promise that he lives in the praises of his people.
而且我们有他的应许，他就居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
I've been thinking about the promises of God.
我一直在思想神的应许。
Yesterday we celebrated Pentecost Sunday.
昨天我们庆祝了五旬节的主日。
It was already 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead.
五旬节是主耶稣升天以后的第50天。
That's what Pentecost means, 50.
这就是五旬节的意思，五旬节代表50天。
And so on that day, Jesus told them, Wait for the promise of the Father.
在那一天，主耶稣告诉门徒们要等候父的应许。
We read that in the first chapter of Acts.
在《使徒行传》第一章，我们读到这些经文。
He was gone 40 days after the resurrection, he ascended to his Father.
他复活以后，他已经升到父的那里，已经50天过去了。
And just 10 days later was Pentecost, the 50th day.
他已经升到父那里40天了。10天以后，他临到门徒以圣灵的方式。
The last word Jesus gave them before he rose into heaven.
在他升天之前，给门徒们最后的话语说。
He said, Wait for the promise of the Father.
说要等候父的应许。
Oh, we quote that, but we stop and think God promised Jesus something.
哦，当我们停下来思想，神向耶稣应许了一些事情。
Jesus was willing to pay the price of God's Spirit being within us.
主耶稣愿意付上这样的代价，好让父的灵能够临到我们。
He said, "Not my will, but thine be done, Father."
他说：“父啊，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
And he went forward to be crucified.
”他就上了十字架，被钉在十字架上。
And when his precious blood was shed, our sins were covered.
当他宝贵的血流出来的时候，我们的罪被遮盖了。
Each one of you have been washed whiter than snow.
你们每一位都被洗得比雪还要白。
Because you came to him as a beggar, wanting to be saved.
因为你们像乞丐一样来到他的面前，恳求得到拯救。
And you took his word that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you would be saved.
你们也接受了他的话语，你们若信耶稣基督，就得拯救。
Because of his doing that, God had made him a promise.
因为他做了这些，所以父神应许他。
We take it very serious when our Father promises us something.
当我们的父亲应许我们一些事的时候，我们可以认真的相信这些事。
When my husband passed away, my son remembered a promise his father made to him.
当我的先生过世以后，我的儿子记起了他的父亲跟他应许的一些事。
He came to see me and he said, "Dad promised me if I ever wanted his golf clubs, he would give them to me."
What's that? Excuse
Golf
me?
clubs. Jim promised Michael he would give him his golf clubs if he ever wanted them.
Oh, okay. 所以我的儿子说，我记起父亲应许我说，他说如果我想要他的高尔夫球杆，他就会给我。
I said, "Okay, I remember that."
我说我记得这些应许。
So we took the golf clubs, very nice ones. They were grandpa's before Jim's.
所以我们就把那些非常质量非常好的高尔夫球杆给他。
And we cleaned them all up
我们把它们洗干净，
because they hadn't been used for many years.
因为有很多年没有用它们了。
And Michael said to me, "Oh, those are Dad's golf clubs."
Michael 对我说：“哦，这是父亲的高尔夫球杆。
No, I told him, "No, they're your golf clubs."
”我说：“不，这些都是你的了。”
And he was so happy.
他非常开心。
Well, that's the way it is. Our Heavenly Father promised the Son he would give us his Spirit.
我们的天父也是这样应许他的儿子，他要赐给我们圣灵。
It was made possible through the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣基督的顺服，这件事得以成就。
So, when I read chapter 1 of the book of Acts, that is serious.
所以，当我读到《使徒行传》第一章的应许，我知道父的应许是认真的。
Jesus' last words were, "Wait for the promise of the Father."
主耶稣最后的话就是说，你们要等候父的应许。
Oh, we read about it in Ezekiel in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里的以西结书也读到这样的应许。
As well, when he said, "I will put my spirit in you."
在那里，他说：“我要把我的灵放在你们里面。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
”哈利路亚，赞美主。
Excuse me one moment.
对不起，我去看一下电话。
Sorry about that. My son must have been thinking about me. That was Michael calling.
抱歉，应该是 Michael 在给我打电话，他应该是在想念我。
But Michael was so happy with the gift from his father.
Michael 非常的开心得到他父亲的礼物。
And that's the way God wants us to be. He's so glad that Jesus promised us what God said we could have.
但是父神也渴望我们多么的开心，因为他应许我们，借着耶稣，他要给我们圣灵的礼物。
He promised it by telling us that I will put my spirit in you.
他告诉我们，他要把他的灵放在我们里面，他这样的应许了我们。
And the great thing about the Holy Spirit, he wants to walk through us.
他的圣灵，他要透过他的圣灵在我们里面行走。
As we yield more and more to him, he comes to live out his life within us.
当我们越来越多的降服于他，他就要透过我们活出他的生命。
And that's why Paul was crying to the Philippians, I want to know him.
那就是为什么保罗向腓立比人呼喊说：“哦，我要认识基督。
I want to know him in the power of his resurrection.
”我渴望晓得他复活的大能。
Oh, he knew him in the fellowship of his sufferings.
好。跟他一同受苦，效法他的死。
The deepest longing of the heart of every Christian should be to know Jesus.
每一个基督徒心里最深的渴慕，应该是认识耶稣。
Maybe I'm speaking to leaders. You've known the Lord for a long time.
因为今天我是在对领袖们说话，你们已经认识主很长时间了。
Oh, but there's more. There's more.
哦，但是还有更多可以得着的。
To know him personally and intimately.
我们可以更加个人的、亲密的认识他。
We can carry on conversation with him every day.
每一天我们都可以跟他交谈。
We turn within and say, Oh Jesus, you're living in me.
我们可以转向里面跟他说：“哦，耶稣，你就住在我的里面。”
Reveal yourself to me.
求你向我显现你自己，
And reveal yourself through me.
也求你透过我彰显你自己。
He wants us to know him, experience him in the power of his resurrection.
他盼望我们能够认识他，能够经历、晓得他复活的大能。
To know him in the deepest closes of all ways.
可以能够以最深刻、最亲密的方式来认识他，
To have a oneness with him.
能够跟他合而为一。
A heart-to-heart fellowship in everyday life.
在每一天的生活中，心与心相交。
Well, I just want to say a word to you about the everyday life.
所以我就想跟你们提到每天的生活。
We can go to conferences, we can go to retreats, we can stay at home and pray and seek.
我们可以去参加特会，我们可以留在家里来祷告，来寻求他。
But what satisfies the heart of Jesus is that we have fellowship with him every moment of the day.
但是最能满足耶稣的心的，就是在每一天的每一时刻，我们跟他相交，
He lives within you.
因为他就住在你的里面。
Turn to him and say, Oh, Jesus, have your way today.
要转向他，跟他说：“哦，耶稣，今天求你凭你的意思行。
You don't know how many times I call on him. Oh, I can't find something. I thought I knew where it was.
”你知道，很多的时候我就会呼求他，因为我找不到一些东西，我以为我知道。
And surprisingly, a thought would come to me, look there, and there it is.
而很快的就有一个意念临到我说：“看那里。”结果我一看就在那里。
It's really necessary, first of all, to make him the Lord of our life.
最至关重要的，第一件重要的事就是让他在我的生命里做主。
Which means I count all things but loss that I might know him.
这就意味着我将万事当作有损的，好让我认识基督。
I must want to live wholly for him.
我必须渴望完全地为他而活。
You know, each one of you know, that means a daily quiet time alone with Jesus.
你们每一个人都知道，这就意味着每一天有一些安静的时间，单独跟耶稣相处。
I think in this last year or so, my husband was constantly having that early morning quiet time.
我知道，在过去的一年里，我的先生每一天早晨都有这么一段单独安静的时间。
Just loving Jesus, recognizing Jesus.
就是单单的爱耶稣，认出他的同在。
Surrendering to him to be Lord of that day.
向他降服，承认他是这一天的主。
That's when he prepares us for the day ahead of us.
也请求他为我们预备这一天的，为我们预备的一切。
The hours of every day might be filled with many difficult, unexpected things.
在每一天的时刻，可能充满了很多的困难和意想不到的事。
But how precious it is to be held in His presence.
但是能够停留、持守在他的同在里是多么的宝贵。
Having met with Him first for strength and courage. And a rich reward of his presence.
因为你已经先在内室里遇见了他，从他得着了力量和勇气，也能够丰富地感受到他的亲近的同在。
How important it is to realize that many activities are done for Jesus.
很重要的，我们要认识到，如果我们为耶稣摆上很多的活动，
No matter how dedicated and earnest we are,
不管我们是多么的虔诚和热切
They'll never take the place of that personal in touch with him.
都不可能取代我们个人跟他亲密接触的时光。
That brings us so close to him intimately.
那样的接触使我们这样亲密的可以亲近他。
It's the devil's tactic to get us so busy we skip that private time with Jesus.
魔鬼的诡计就是让我们变得这样的忙碌，以至于我们错过了跟他亲密的时光。
But suddenly our heart sounds like the song we heard, I'm hungry for you, Jesus.
但是忽然我们的心里就涌起了这样的渴慕，就像这首诗歌唱的，哦，我心中饥渴的要得着他。
I have such a longing for you.
我的心渴慕的要得着你，耶稣。
We get quiet before him, maybe open the word of God.
当我们在他面前安静，也许打开神的话语。
The Bible has often been called his love letter to us.
圣经常常被称为他写给我们的情书。
Some of your students maybe have not experienced Jesus within them.
你们的一些学生可能还没有经历过耶稣在他们的里面。
I was such a young girl when my teacher taught me about Jesus within.
当我的老师教导我内住的耶稣的时候，我还是一个年轻的女孩子。
And being so young, she taught me it's a love life.
那时候我那么年轻，我的老师告诉我，这是一种爱的生活。
We need to fall in love with Jesus.
我们需要爱上耶稣。
We can do that as we read his word. He's told us that his name is the word of God.
我们可以读他的话而深深地爱上他，因为他告诉我们他的话就是他的道。
And as you read the word, look added as his love letter to you.
当你读他话语的时候，你把它当做他写给你的情书。
Believe it when he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
当他告诉你"我以永远的爱爱你"，你要相信他的话语。
With loving kindness, he is drawing us to himself.
他以他的慈爱吸引我们，吸引我们到他自己那里。
So those were a couple of the secrets I was given as a young teenager.
所以，当我还是一个青少年的时候，我就学习了这些的秘密。
The inner life is a love life with Jesus.
内在生活就是跟耶稣相爱的生活，
It's falling in love with him over and over again.
一次又一次的爱上他，
Spending time with him.
花时间跟他在一起。
Oh, it's great. I look forward to our going to camp and being together, praising and rejoicing.
非常棒，我在期待着我们去纽约的营地，再一次一起热烈的敬拜他，赞美他。
But there's also a very intimate lovership with Jesus when we're alone with him.
但是当我们单独跟他在一起的时候，也有这样一种秘密的跟他相爱的关系。
When I first fell in love with my husband, we would visit with a different church group.
当我开始跟我的先生谈恋爱的时候，我们会去拜访一些不同的教会团体。
But I always looked forward to the time when he drove me home.
但我总是期待着他单独开车带我回家的时候，
And you could share your heart with him.
因为你可以跟他分享你的心，倾诉
That's
你的心。
what Jesus is calling us for. He wants us to have this intimate relationship with him.
这就是耶稣呼召我们所要进入的，他渴望我们跟他有这样亲密的关系。
That's why we encourage our students to take time quietly with your lover.
那就是为什么我们要鼓励学员们花时间跟你所爱的良人在一起。
Open his word and let him speak his love letter to you.
打开他的话语，让他向你来读他的情书。
Especially when you feel alone, he said, I'll never leave you alone.
尤其当你感到孤单的时候，他应许说："我永远不会撇下你孤单一人。
So now we know that we come near to him by our praises.
”现在我们知道，我们可以借着赞美来亲近他。
When the Holy Spirit was poured out in the upper room, they were full of worship and praise.
当圣灵浇灌在马可楼上的时候，门徒们充满了敬拜和赞美。
They were receiving the very promise of the Father.
他们领受了父自己的应许。
His spirit came to live within them.
神的灵临到，住在他们的里面。
So through the day, we need to turn within and realize Jesus is within us.
所以一整天，我们需要转向里面，意识到耶稣就住在我们里面。
He longs to reveal himself to us in all his loveliness.
他渴望以他所有的可爱和美丽向我们显现。
Oh, he wants us to discover his beauty.
哦，他渴望我们来发现他的美丽。
But it requires time alone with him.
哦，但是这需要跟他独处的时间，
Waiting in his presence and looking at him.
在他的面前等候，注视他。
I was told the story of a little girl visiting the home of a friend.
我听到一个故事，讲到一个小女孩拜访她朋友的家。
Just above the bed was a large picture of Jesus.
在他床的上方挂着一幅耶稣的很大的画像。
But it was reflected in a mirror and over the top of the bed.
但是这个画像被映照在床上方的一个镜子里。
When the little girl looked up from the bed, she said, Oh, mommy, I can see Jesus.
当小女孩从床上抬起头来看，她就说：“哦，妈妈，我看见耶稣了。
So she's lying in the bed, the mirror's in front of her, but it was showing Jesus behind her.
”因为她躺在床上看到面前的镜子，但镜子里映照出了她后面的耶稣的画像。
She jumped up out of the bed to see him clearer.
她从床上起来，想要看得更清楚。
But all she could see was herself in the mirror.
但是在镜子里却只能看见他自己。
Then when she laid down again, she could see Jesus.
然后他再躺下，又能看见耶稣了。
Back and forth, she did that several times.
就这样，他反复了好几次。
Mommy, she said to her mother, Mommy, when I can't see myself, I can see Jesus.
终于，他对妈妈说。哦，妈妈，当我看不见自己的时候，我就能看见耶稣了。
But every time I see myself, I don't see him.
但是每一次我看见自己，我就看不见他了。
How true this is for many of us.
这对我们很多人也是这样的真实。
We're called to look away from ourselves and back at our Jesus.
我们被蒙召。把我们的眼光从自己身上离开，而是注视耶稣。
That's what would happen to me when I began to praise the Lord.
这也是当我开始赞美神的时候发生在我身上的。
It puts my attention on Him.
他把我的注意力转向耶稣。
And I forget about myself
我就忘记了自己。
and my weakness and my helplessness.
忘记了我的软弱，我的无助，
Looking only unto Jesus.
单单注视耶稣。
He's not only the author of our salvation, he's the finisher.
他不但是为我们信心创始的，而且是成终的。
Getting to know him is an ever-growing friendship.
对他的认识是一种不住增长的友情。
He's called us to be his friend.
他呼召我们做他的朋友，
He desires our hearts.
他渴望得着我们的心。
And you know what we've been hearing through the month of May? He's looking for a bride.
你们知道，在5月份的网校里，我们听到他在寻找心腹。
And he wants to use us to help others to find Jesus.
他也渴望使用我们，帮助别人能够找到耶稣，
Make them hungry for him.
使他们也饥渴的要得着他。
Let there come a cry in our students' hearts, Oh, I must have you, Jesus.
愿我们的学员里心里都有这样的呼喊：哦，我必须要得着你，耶稣。
I had a dear pastor friend in Canada who used to live in the South, and she heard the black people in the field crying out.
我在加拿大有一个朋友，他在南方的时候，他记得有一些黑人，他们是这样呼喊的。
As they would work hard in the fields, they'd be crying, I must, I must, I must know you, Jesus.
当他们在田里辛苦工作的时候，他们心里就这样呼喊说：“哦，我必须要，我必须要，我必须要得着你，耶稣。”
And soon, pretty soon, they'd be singing and praising Jesus in the field.
他就听见他们在田野里那样的赞美耶稣。
He's drawing our hearts these days.
在这些日子里，他在吸引我们的心。
We don't want our students to miss him.
我们不愿意我们的学员错过他。
Every opportunity you have, point them to Jesus.
在你每一个的机会里，要把他们指向耶稣。
Because they said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all up to me.
因为他说：“我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向我。
Teach them how to praise with their mouth, open their mouth and rejoice in Him.
要教导他们怎样开口大声的来赞美神。
All they say, I don't know God the way you do.
你说，哦，我没有像你这样的认识神。
But you can tell him where he lives. He lives in the praises of his people.
但是你可以告诉他，他的同在在哪里，他就住在他百姓的赞美当中。
He wants lovers.
他要得着爱人。
He wants to reveal his love to you through the word.
他要借着他的话语向你启示他对你的爱。
Don't rush through a chapter in the Bible. Stop and digest one verse about Jesus.
不要急着来读圣经里的章节，你可以停下来，就在一节的经文里，慢慢的消化吸收，认识耶稣。
We must teach them, like we're teaching ourselves, that the word is precious.
我们要教导他们，像我们教导我们自己一样，让我们认识到他的话是多么的宝贵。
When he says to us, I will be with you.
当他应许我们，我必与你同在。
I will help you. I will reveal myself to you.
我必帮助你，我会向你启示我自己。
Let faith rise in our hearts to believe he's doing that every time we get alone with him.
我们每一次单独与他同在，让我们的里面就升起这样的信心，他的话必要成就。
I'm sure there isn't one of us that doesn't want to know him better.
我相信我们中间没有任何人不渴望更深的认识他。
We want to be like Paul. He constantly cried, Oh, that I might know him.
我们愿意像保罗一样，他不住的呼喊说：“哦，我要认识基督。
And maybe we say, like those southern workers, I must have you, Jesus. I must have you.
”我们也可以像那些南方的工人一样这样说：“哦，我必须要认识你，耶稣。”
But we remember that our Heavenly Father promised His own Spirit to us.
我们要记得，我们的天父向我们应许，他自己的灵要临到我们。
Jesus paid the full price for us to have a revelation of Himself.
主耶稣已经付上了完全的赎价，好让我们可以得着他对我们的启示。
Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to give you a helper.
耶稣说：“我要离开你们，但是我要差遣保惠师到你们这里来。”
And in John's gospel, he said, You know him, for he is with you.
在约翰福音，他说：“你们认识他，因他常与你们同在。
And he's going to be in you.
他也要在你们的里面。
And it had to be the cross before he could be in us.
因着他受了十字架的苦，他可以在我们的里面。”
All through the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came on this servant.
在整本的旧约里，神的灵临到他仆人的身上。
But on the day of Pentecost, he came to live in them.
而在五旬节那一天，神的灵进来，在他们的里面活着。
God keeps his promise.
神是守约的。
He says, Those that seek me will find me.
他说：“寻求我的，就必寻见我。
When we seek with him with all our heart.
”当我们全心的寻求他。
I'm not talking to beginners. I'm talking to you who have walked with the Lord and known him a long time.
我不是在跟初学者讲话，我是在跟你们这些认识他很长时间的领袖们讲话。
But there's more. There's more for each one of us.
但是还有更多，有更多为着我们每一位。
And some of those precious things Jesus wants to tell you all alone.
有一些很宝贵的事情，耶稣渴望在你单独跟他在一起的时候告诉你。
He wants to whisper his love to you.
他渴望轻声地向你诉说他的爱。
Yes, he can do it in the midst of a cell group.
是的，他可以在小组里这样做。
But don't let it replace those times alone with him.
但是不要让这些聚会取代了你单独跟他在一起的时间，
Because he's a jealous lover.
因为他是忌邪的爱人，
He specifically wants you for himself.
他特别的要你，要你自己。
And out of that will flow all that you need for your ministry.
因着这样相爱的关系，就会涌流出你所需要的一切，为着你的事工。
When he comes to flood our soul with himself, it takes care of the cell groups.
当他以他自己的同在这样的淹没了我们，他就会照管我们小组里一切的需要。
It'll be a manifestation of Christ in the midst.
那将是耶稣在聚会里面的彰显。
Oh, glory to your name, Lord Jesus.
哦，荣耀归给你的名，主耶稣。
This is part of the preparation for the bride.
这就是心腹预备的一个过程。
She finds the bridegroom.
他找到了新郎。
She finds him to be all in all to her.
他发现新郎对他就是一切的一切。
The song says, "Now none but Christ can satisfy."
诗歌告诉我们，没有别的，没有别的能够满足我们的心，除了基督以外。
He wants more territory in our lives.
他渴望在我们生命里得着更多的领土。
He actually has called us where Christ is living out his life within us.
他是在呼召了我们，好让基督透过我们活出他自己的生命。
And the Holy Spirit's voice is heard so clearly.
好让圣灵的声音这样清楚地被听见。
Where he checks us when we say something that's not pleasing to Jesus.
当他禁止我们，当我们说了一些不讨耶稣喜欢的话，
He shows us our need to come down at his feet.
他让我们看见自己多么需要低伏在他的脚前。
That was part of Paul's prayer, make himself of no reputation.
这也是保罗自己的祷告，让他成为默默无闻、没有名声的人。
Our Lord Jesus did that.
我们的耶稣也是这样做的。
He was found in the form of as a servant, and he submitted to God's will.
他取了奴仆的形象，顺服了父的旨意。
Oh, Jesus, draw us, we will run after you.
哦，主耶稣，求你吸引我们，我们就要快跑的跟随你。
Help us to teach the next generation.
帮助我们教导我们的下一代。
That the best time in their life is spent alone with Jesus.
他们生命中最好的时光就是与耶稣相处的时光。
Let him fill us with the promise of the Father.
让他以父的应许来充满我们。
That his own spirit might be within us.
好让他自己的灵可以在我们里面。
And the way we find it is to pay attention.
我们借着注视他，就能够找到他。
Take time alone with him.
单独花时间跟他在一起。
Jesus said, "Go in your closet, shut the door."
耶稣说要进入内室，关上门。
Give us more hunger for you.
主给我们更多的饥渴、渴慕来得着你。
Help us, Lord, to praise you, to worship you.
主帮助我们来赞美你，来敬拜你。
And we will experience more of your spirit within us.
好，让我们更多经历你的灵在我们的里面。
We want you to live within us.
我们渴望你在我们里面，主。
We thank you. You came in salvation, but Lord, there's so much more.
我们感谢你，借着救恩你临到我们，但是还有更多更多。
You want us to live in the spirit.
你愿意我们活在圣灵里，
As Paul taught, walk in the Spirit.
就像保罗教导的，行走在圣灵里。
That means you're conscious of Him all day long.
那就意味着你一整天都意识到他的同在。
Shut in with God, the whole world forbidden.
要与神同关锁，把世界关在外面。
Go in your closet, close the door.
进入你的内室，关上门。
We can even do that as we work about with our hands.
我们甚至在手里忙碌做工的时候，也可以这样
You
做。
can practice, Pastor Chow called it practice the presence.
我们可以这样的操练，就像周牧师说，操练神的同在。
Especially you ladies, you have many duties, washing dishes, cooking at the stove.
尤其是姐妹们，有很多的责任要做，要做饭，要洗碗。
But ask Jesus to capture your thoughts.
但是请求耶稣来掳掠你的心思。
Oh Jesus, help me make this dinner what it ought to be.
哦，主耶稣帮助我今天的晚餐做你要我做的。
Or just tell him over and over, I love you, Jesus, I love you.
让我们一次又一次的告诉他，主耶稣，我爱你，我爱你。
I just want you.
我单单的要你。
And your wonderful will for my life.
和你对我生命美好的旨意，
And he begins to open the door and work out his will.
他就开始开门，把他的旨意行使出来。
So knowing Jesus is an ever-growing friendship.
我们对耶稣的认识是一种不住增长的友情关系。
More each day we can know him.
每一天，我们都可以更多的认识他。
The door is wide open.
门是敞开着的，
And he is waiting. He is longing for friendship.
他在等待着，他在渴望着跟我们相交。
He wants to have fellowship with us.
他渴望跟我们相交，得着我们的友情。
There are treasures and secrets we can't even imagine he wants to make known to us.
有一些我们无法想象的宝藏和秘密，他渴望让我们知道。
But he waits for a heart that will love him altogether.
他在等候着那些全心爱他的心灵。
And I must say to you, love him more than the ministry.
我必须要告诉你们，要爱他超过爱事工。
That's the call.
这是我们的呼召。
Fall in love all over again with him.
再一次全心的爱上他自己。
But nothing can compare with that fellowship with him.
没有什么能够跟他相交的友谊相比。
He's looking for lovers
他在寻找爱人。
that will love him all together
那些全心爱他的爱人，
and that will find time to be alone with him.
他们要花时间跟耶稣在一起。
Oh, Jesus, that
好，
he
耶
may
稣，
reveal himself to us in his fullness.
好让他可以在他的丰满里向我们启示。
I have heard of dear saints of God that to their death they cried, Oh, that I might know him.
我听到一个宝贵的圣徒在他临死之前都还在呼喊说：“哦，让我认识他。
He wants to reveal himself in his fullness.
”他渴望以他的丰满来启示我们。
There's never any limit to the degree to which he desires to make himself known.
他渴望临到我们的程度是无可限量的。
But it requires a greater hunger.
但是这需要更大的饥渴。
The less time we spend with Jesus himself, the less hungry we are for him.
我们越少花时间跟耶稣在一起，我们就越少对他有渴慕。
But once we begin to taste of him, we want more.
但一旦我们品尝到他，我们就要得着更多。
That song becomes a reality. There's a longing in my heart for Jesus.
这首诗歌成为现实，在我的心里有这样的一个饥渴，向着耶稣。
Don't lose sight of him.
Don't 不要失去对他的看见。
Don't think it's all about serving others.
不要以为这都是关于服侍别人的。
Still looking for Mary's.
他仍然在寻找玛利亚。
Even though Martha did a lot of serving,
虽然马大有很多的服侍，
he said Mary's has chosen the best part.
但是他说玛利亚选择了上好的部分。
And out of that fellowship with him, the ministry takes care of itself.
因着与耶稣的交通，事工就会得到照管。
Rivers of living water will flow out of us.
活水的江河要从我们里面流出来。
The more time we've spent alone with Him,
我们越多花时间单独跟他在一起，
the world forbidden,
单独与他同在，把世界关在外面，
alone with Him is such a blessed retreat.
单独与他同在，何等蒙福的退隐！
And the secret is we can be alone with him even in the midst of a crowd.
秘密是，即使在人群当中，我们也可以单独与他同在。
All we have to do is turn within and say, Oh, Jesus, I love you.
你只需要把心转向里面，跟他说：“哦，耶稣，我爱你。
I desire more of you.
我渴望得着更多的你。
I want to be like that little girl looking at Jesus until she rose up and she saw herself only.
”我想要像那个小女孩一样，当她起来的时候，她看到耶稣，不要看到自己。
But when she rested and laid down, she just saw Jesus in the mirror.
当他起来的时候，他看不见耶稣，但是当他再次躺下，他在镜子里看到了耶稣。
Lord, increase our hunger.
主耶稣，求你加增我们的渴慕，
Increase our thirst.
加增我们的饥渴，
Make us to long for you.
让我们饥渴的要你自己。
Make us to make the effort.
让我们花代价，
Just to close the door
就是把门关上，
and spend time with you.
单独与你在一起。
And when we go out and we do our work, our problems arise.
当我们开门做工的时候，当问题出现的时候。
We can turn immediately to you and say, Oh, Jesus, this is your problem.
我们可以立即转向你，跟你说：“哦，耶稣，这是你要照管的问题。
You're the one that can work in hearts.
你是可以在人心里做工的那一位，
You draw,
你来吸引我们，
you change,
你来改变人，
you do your work among us.
你在我们中间做你的工作。”
If we get hungry for Jesus, it'll be contagious.
如果我们饥渴的要耶稣，我们就会成为传染饥渴的人。
And we can teach them as we've have been taught to get quiet before him.
我们就可以教导别人，正像我们领受的教导一样，在他面前安静，
To be alone with him.
单独跟他在一起。
To begin to praise him because he's in the midst of our praises.
我们可以开始来赞美他，因为他就在我们的赞美当中。
To encourage them to believe, he said, If you draw near to me, I will draw near to you.
我们可以鼓励别人知道，他说：“我们若亲近他，他就必亲近我们。
To close their eyes and see Jesus within.
”我们可以闭上眼睛，看见里面的耶稣。
As Jesus promised, I will be within you.
因为耶稣应许说：“我就在你的里面。
Just recognize he's in this your soul.
就是要认出他就在你的灵魂里。
He's sitting on a throne and he's wanting to rule.
他就坐在宝座上，他要来掌权。
Oh, Jesus, these last days make us more hungry.
哦，主耶稣，在这末后的日子，让我们更加饥渴的要你。
That whether we're in a crowd of other believers or alone, we can find you within.
无论我们是在人群中，还是单独在一起，跟你在一起，我们都要来找到你。
And as leaders, we let you lead.
作为领袖，我们要许可你来带领。
We open our mouth to teach what you give us to teach.
当你让我们教导别人的时候，我们开口教导。
You come to live out your life within us.
你来在我们里面活出你自己的生命。
And you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men to yourself.
你说，你若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向你。
You're not only with us, you're within us.
你不但与我们同在，你就在我们的里面。
That's what the Father promised us, God Almighty promised.
这就是全能的神，我们的父应许我们的。
I will come to live within you.
我要临到你，住在你的里面。
In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Perhaps Alice will sing again before, as the teachers, each one, Pastor Lai. So good to have you with us.
圣经姐妹唱诗和请每一位老师分享和祷告，很高兴看到赖牧师。
I have felt your prayers for me.
我已经感受到你们为我代祷的力量。
I know you've prayed the Lord to give me strength.
我知道你们祷告求主赐给我力量。
And yesterday, on that wonderful remembering the day of Pentecost, I felt filled with His Spirit.
在昨天我们纪念五旬节的美好的日子，我感受到再一次被圣灵充满。
Hallelujah. So as you pray, well, I did ask Alice to sing. After Alice sings, maybe each of the teachers could pray whatever's on your heart.
所以，圣经姐妹祷告，唱诗以后，请每一位老师祷告你们心里的话。
And we're going to miss Pastor Lai among us at camp, but she has pledged herself to pray for us.
我们在营地会想念赖牧师，但是他答应我们为我们祷告。
So I would ask her if she would close our session.
所以我们最后的时候，请赖牧师为我们结束聚会。
And if you excuse me, I will get ready to go to camp.
请抱歉，我会提前离开，我要去营地，出发去营地。
Pastor Lai, let each of the teachers speak and pray before you close.
所以赖牧师最后会祷告。
Amen. Alice, you want to sing the chorus before they pray?
心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣， 心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣。
Each of you pray in. I'll let Pastor Lai finish at the close.
请每一位老师自由的祷告，请赖牧师做结束祷告。
主耶稣，我们要感谢赞美你，是我们生的时候的唯一。纵然我们到安息的见主面的那一天，你也是我们生命中的唯一。主啊，今天再一次被提醒，不要把心离开了主，跟主越亲近你，越花时间，越能够体会主你的美好。主啊，谢谢你，让我们的生命能够从此以后一直就如此的保持跟主的关系。到主你来要接我们回天家的那一天，我们都不二心、忠贞不二的，只单单寻求你，单单仰望你，单单享受主耶稣基督一切所有的美好。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门，阿门。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主！哦，赞美主，赞美主！主啊，我们真的感谢赞美你，主啊，我们感谢你爱我们，你是如此的爱我们，你爱我们，你是我们的良人，你念慕我们，主啊，我们也念慕你，良人属我。我也属良人，哦，主啊，叫我们成为关锁的岩，封闭的井。主啊，就单单的为你，专一的为你。主啊，我们谢谢你。主啊，我们知道，透过今天再次的马萨牧师的信息，再次的提醒我们每一位。我们无论做什么，我们无论服侍什么，主啊，我们最主要的就是单单的要跟你有亲密的关系，主啊，这才是我们生命里面最重要的一件事，是我们需要来寻求、需要来追求的。主啊，叫我们有耳应当听，主啊，我们活着其实就是要来。得着耶稣，认识耶稣，与耶稣联合在一起。主啊，这个就是我们活着的意义。主啊，我们只能够透过爱你，爱你，一直的爱你，我们才能够跟你真正的连接。主啊，帮助我们线上的每一位家人们，叫我们能够真实的。领受看见，不是单单听到，而是我们听了，我们的内心就有渴慕，我们就想着要跟我们的耶稣更深的连接，更多的等候在他的面前，更深的住在他的里面。主啊，好叫主可以把他自己更多的赐给我们。主啊，我们感谢你，主啊。我们不能够没有你，我们无论多忙，都不能够取代我们跟耶稣的关系。哦，主啊，主啊，我们谢谢你，求你今天赐给我们更深的渴慕，更深的渴慕，因为你的话一说，主吸引我们，我们就快跑跟随你。 你的爱情比酒更美，你用嘴亲我们。哦，主啊，王把我们带进内室，主啊，我们的心就会心满意足。主啊，让我们每一位都一直的要耶稣，一直的爱耶稣，更深的渴慕。主啊，我们真的向你求，求圣灵一直的吸引我们。主啊，我帮助我们，只要我们的心一转向别的，只要我们的心一开始哦看别的事，求你把我们的心夺回来，一直的夺回来，一直的提醒我们，圣灵在我们的里面一直的提醒我们，要回到我们的主的面前。主啊，我们不能没有你。主啊，我们真的不能没有你。主啊，我们觉得我们一直觉得爱你还不够，我们要更多更深的爱你。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢赞美你。今天整个信息都是来告诉我们，我们要跟你建立亲密的关系。主把圣灵赐给我们，就是让圣灵来带领我们，来帮助我们。我们自己不能爱，但圣灵可以帮助我们来更深的爱耶稣。哦，谢谢主耶稣，谢谢你，主啊，谢谢你这样的爱我们，我们的爱才能够使你的心得满足，你喜悦我们，主啊，我们也喜悦你，主啊，主啊，谢谢你。赞美你，我们把荣耀都归给你。我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。
Amen，
阿门。
是主啊，圣愿我们都不要停止对你的饥渴，主让我们里面，主啊，一直都很简单、很单纯，我们留一个极大的宝座，能让你坐在我们生命的宝座上。主啊，以至于每一次我们一仰望，我们就看见你那天上的荣光，浇灌我们。我们一开口赞美，哈利路亚！你的力量就充满我们，哦，你的同在就荣耀的充满我们。主啊，我们更进一步。在线上的家人，都是认识耶稣基督，也经历你复活大能的，你所拣选、所亲爱的主啊，我们要向你求一个更大的恩典，我们要一直行走在圣灵里，一直住在圣灵里，一整天都意识到你与我们的同在。我们要像荣教士当年那样，片刻都舍不得离开你的同在，以至于紧紧紧的跟随你，紧紧的抓着你。哈利路亚！这世界也不能够摇动我们的眼目。哦，主耶稣，求你也保守我们在。今晚这个充满了爱的呼召的信息里，你再一次提醒我们，主啊，我们就是要从自己里面走出来，不断的看见耶稣，要爱你，做你的情人，远超过爱耶稣，我们要成为你。全心在寻找的那全心全意爱你的人，哈利路亚！我们更愿意花时间跟你在一起，要更多的认识你。愿圣灵将把一个极大的饥渴的心赐给我们，让我们每天把归给你的时间，再放在优先次序的首位。主耶稣，谢谢你，赞美主。 主啊，此刻巴沙牧师要开车前往营地，哦，他不是一个人，就像主耶稣，你也说，你不是单独同在，乃是有父的灵与你同在。主啊，你与巴沙牧师同在，甚至他更愿意单独开车，好让他更清楚这一路上只有主耶稣，你与他单独，那是一个多么亲密的车子里面的空间。哈利路亚！哦，主，感谢赞美你，你必赐给玛莎牧师那在圣灵里的无穷的大门。这些特会的日子，他会十分的忙碌，但因你与他同在，使他时刻意识到你的同在。主啊，也把这样的恩典赐给我们所有的老师和所有的同工们，时刻都意识到你的同在，以至于我们手忙心不忙。主啊，也让玛莎牧师在诸多的联络事情里，在每一件事都有你的介入，有你帮助他跟老师们、同工们之间的沟通和流畅。主啊，哈利路亚！你一进来，所有一切的隔阂都不在了。主耶稣，让这个特会从头到末了，玛莎牧师，还有林牧师、林师母、凤蕾牧师、郭牧师，每一位老师，所有服侍的同工们，都浸透在你喜乐的灵里头。我们更是为在厨房工作的慧琪跟小青夫妇，和所有的 waiter 跟所有的刷锅子的、洗锅子的同工们来祷告。哦，耶稣，哈利路亚！将劳伦斯弟兄那样与神同在的恩膏，厚厚的膏在厨房所有的工作上，使端盘子的、刷锅子的、洗碗的，所有在操作中的主啊，他们都意识到，哦，主，你就在这里，你正在向他们加添力量，施恩惠，你以笑容看他们。主耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主。回过头来，你荣耀的云彩一路伴随着巴沙牧师，直到营地每一时刻，你的荣光照亮他，充满他，充满所有服侍的同工们，愿那敬拜赞美的荣耀充满了整个聚会。哈利路亚，赞美主，他们都是你所差遣、所招来的。你的话说，你所差遣的灵，你是圣灵给他们是没有限量的。因此，哦，主耶稣啊，你那无穷的生命大门，从头到末了，厚厚的高在玛莎牧师，在菲利普牧师，在丰年牧师，在林牧师，在郭牧师，也在陈医师，在美玲、圣琼、小青、慧姐，在所有的每一个同工，求大大的恩膏来盈利跟破弟兄，主赞美主，哈利路亚！哦，那赞美的膏油充满且满意，赞美主，谢谢你也给我们有机会借着祷告分享特会的荣光，我们感谢着领受。谢谢主，将祷告奉主的名，求阿门。
哎，阿妹。真是我们感谢你，我们赞美你。主要是在当我们在忙忙碌碌，准备要到营地的时候，我们是多么需要有更多的安静时间 来与你亲近，绝不让我们的生活被忙碌所淹没。主啊，因为与你亲近才是我们生命的目标，是我们每日的需要跟内容，其他的都不重要。主啊，谢谢你。谢谢你兴起，赖牧师，发起一个祷告的团队，来为这次的特会跟所有参与者来祷告。借着他今天的祷告，我也能想象到马法牧师今天为什么会讲这个题目，因为他马上就要自己开车到营地，他正在等待这个与你单独在一起最亲密、最甜蜜的时间。主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，赞美你。主啊，让我们每天每天，真的是能够24小时浸泡在与你同在当中。主要当我们跟你在一起，一切世上的事情就不能够再搅扰我们。像保罗讲的，是患难么？是捆锁么？这些都不能使我们与基督分离。主啊，当我们每天跟你在一起，享受跟你彼此相爱的时光，这混乱的世界，无论是经济，无论是政治，无论是战争，都不能够搅扰我们的心。主耶稣，主耶稣，我们爱慕你，爱慕与你同在的时光。主啊，当我们的心情有一点不安，有一点起伏，有一点波动的时候，让我们马上意识到，我这个时候是否离开了主，让我就快快的回来，快快的回来。一来到主这里，一切就都好了。所有的平静、安稳、平安、喜乐、力量就回来了。主啊，我们需要不断的要回来，来到你的面前，更多的赞美你，更多的赞美你。主啊，是的，让我们不看别的，也不看自己，只看你。当我们一注视你，就是最最美好的时候。主耶稣提醒我们，提醒我们，我们不能一刻没有你。谢谢你借着今天的分享跟祷告提醒我们，提醒我们，我们要更渴慕你，更渴慕你。我们不能没有你，让我们最多的祷告就是主啊，我需要你，主啊，我要更多的你。谢谢主，谢谢主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿妹。
阿门。那我们再来唱，对着耶稣来唱，哈利路亚，
哎。
也跟他要赞美主。
心中渴慕着耶稣，我心中饥渴的爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴的爱慕耶稣，心中渴慕着耶稣。 我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近啊，常与他同在。
就是
我
与我
心
同
中
在
饥
的
渴地爱慕耶稣，心中渴慕的耶稣，我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣，但求接近他，常与他同在。我心中饥渴地爱慕耶稣。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，让我们的心就是这样一直对着神，哦，呼求他，呼求他，耶稣。耶稣，我们爱你。耶稣，谢谢你就在我们的中间，你与我们同在。感谢主，赞美他，赞美他。哦，让这个呼求，乃是在我们生活当中，无时无刻，就是对着耶稣说：“耶稣，我爱你，我需要你。”赞美主。